Duck founder Gabriel Weinberg said he named the search site after Duck Duck Goose, a circular chase children's playground game. Since DuckDuckGo doesn't store previous searches, it does not and cannot present personalized search results. Weinberg said this frees users from the filter bubble, the fear that, as search results are increasingly personalized, they are less likely to be presented with information that challenges their existing ideas. He added that with no data storage, unlike other search engines, his site does not create a personal profile, thus becoming an advertising tool. Weinberg said his opposition to widespread data gathering is philosophical. I think of it as more privacy policy than general. I think search engines should be set up to be the minimal collection as needed, as opposed to the maximal collection possible. The other way to look at that is, I think they should have a quid pro quo, which is, you're giving up this particular piece of personal information, and you're getting this benefit in return, as opposed to the current status quo, which is, we will collect anything we can and not tell you what the benefits are. Just say in general, sure, you'll benefit from this. I think that is the key difference. And you've seen some companies start to move to this direction, but very slowly. Weinberg's site apparently has struck a nerve with security-conscious web surfers. DuckDuckGo handled more than 1 billion queries in 2013 alone. In his classic book, 1984, British author George Orwell's protagonist, Winston Smith, was concerned about his television set, which received and transmitted simultaneously and recorded any sound above a low whisper. He never knew if he was being watched at any given moment. You have to live, did live, from habit that became instinct, in the assumption that every sound you made was overheard and, except in darkness, every movement scrutinized, wrote Orwell. This picture of life in Orwell's fictional totalitarian state was published in 1948, yet seems eerily prescient of life in America today. If the citizens of today do not begin to strenuously object to the ever-growing surveillance and intrusiveness of the police state and demand changes from their leaders, their children and grandchildren will grow up in an Orwellian authoritarian nightmare, mostly unaware of true freedom and liberty.